Welcome to the Project Management Masterclass, hosted by Brittany Wilkins. Whether you're a seasoned project manager looking to sharpen your skills or a newcomer eager to learn the ropes, this podcast is your ultimate guide to mastering the art and science of project management. In each episode, we dive deep into the world of project management, bringing you insights, practical tips, and real-life success stories. Get ready to elevate your project management game. It's time for the Project Management Masterclass.
Welcome to episode 2 of Project Management Masterclass. I'm your host, Brittany Wilkins. In episode 1, I discuss the fundamental elements of project management. For a project to succeed, everyone must have the same vision of what a project is and what it's not, as well as be able to speak the same language of project management. What I've experienced in my career is that individuals or teams use the terms project management, program management, and portfolio management interchangeably. Lack of clarity of definition leading to misaligned deliverables and expectations. In today's show, I want to just dwell deeper into some of the project management foundations. Let's first start by clarifying what is the difference between a project, program, and portfolio. A project is a temporary endeavor with a beginning and an end, with the objective to create a unique product, service, or result. Projects are undertaken to drive change in a product or process, creating business value for the organization and its stakeholders. A program is a group of related sub-projects and other program-related activities organized and managed in a coordinated set of efforts. Within program management, you'll have a program manager who partners with project managers, leading the individual projects to coordinate and manage efforts, tying it all together. A portfolio includes programs, projects, and related operational work that is prioritized to achieve a specific business objective. Portfolio management can be complex, but the goal of rolling up projects, programs, and operational work is to help manage the dependencies between optimizing the use of resources, increasing value for which each brings to the organization. A project, program, and portfolio are different, but they operate under the same entity of organizational project management. OPM is a strategic approach that serves as a framework to use and guide portfolio, program, and project management to achieve organizational strategic goals. How I kind of view OPM is like it's the foundation. And project management is kind of the first story of the house. And as the organization grows, it elevates to the second story of programs. And then the roof kind of establishes the portfolio. And we have a house aligned with organizational strategy driven by organizational strategy. One essential required for sustaining and maintaining an OPM is a project management office. A project management office is a centralized department within an organization responsible for defining and maintaining project management standards and practices with a mission to mature an organization's project management capabilities, ensuring projects and programs comply to organizational and project governance. Some of the things you may find that a PMO typically does is, as I previously mentioned, establish project management methodologies and standards. Having a blueprint is extremely important. My second engineering job, I wandered aimlessly in trying to execute projects. I was working in an industrial coatings factory, which started as a small mom-and-pop shop, but was acquired by a larger corporation. Industrial coatings had 5 factories with a process engineer located at each factory. With no governance process or standards, each process engineer developed their own methodology for how to execute. And once leadership decided to kick off process engineering reviews, it became very evident by the lack of standards, it was difficult to align on synergies across the plants to effectively measure and track operational metrics that had to get rolled up on a global scorecard. So while establishing standards can seem daunting, if there is no baseline to start from, it is extremely needed. Developing project management and training and also helps to support project managers. And as we develop these standards, it's very important that, you know, the project management office provides templates, tools, and best practices, as well as kind of monitor and evaluate project performance and progress, facilitating communication and collaboration among project teams. The PMO can also serve to help kind of manage resource allocation and prioritize across projects. We always run into the issue, we need to do this project, we just don't have enough resources, or we don't have the right resources. And the PMO is a great office to kind of help with those particular scenarios. PMOs often help kind of identify and mitigate project risks and issues, because we know there will always be risks and issues in any type of project. They also help support project governance and decision-making processes, ensuring alignment of projects with organizational goals and strategies. And they're always continuously improving project management processes and practices. But there are 3 different types of PMOs. The first is supportive. Supportive PMO provides the policies, methodologies, templates, and lessons learned for projects within the organization. The second type of PMO is controlling. Controlling PMO supports and guides on how to manage projects, trains others in project management software and other tools. The third type of PMO is directive. A directive PMO provides project managers for different projects and is responsible for the results of those projects. But the type of PMO and level of influence they have depends on organizational structure. If a company establishes itself as a functional organization in which projects generally occur within a single department, and where you can see cases that departments are grouped by area of specialization like marketing or manufacturing. Another scenario could be a company is kind of project-oriented organization, and the company is organized by projects, and the project manager's influence is high as they have complete project control, and project resources are assigned to report to them. The organizations I've been a part of have been matrix organizations, which is kind of a blend between functional and project oriented. More complexity as there is direct line of reporting and dotted line of reporting, where team members report to 2 managers, the project manager overseeing the project and their people leader. Team members do project work in addition to other work. But what I learned working in a matrix organization without clear deliverables with roles and responsibilities defined, it leads to several people who are the decision makers. But no matter what type of organizational project management structure or PMO, an organizational must adapt itself to perform and be designed in such a way to bring value and deliver benefits to the business case. More to come on project management foundations and mastering the art of project management. Be sure to subscribe to future episodes where I'll go a little bit deeper into these topics and break them down further.
Thank you for tuning in to the Project Management Masterclass. If you're ready to elevate your project management skills, subscribe for more expert insights. Don't forget to share and review. Until next time, happy managing.